WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop.
Leroy's Body Shop offers full collision repairs. Leroy's Body Shop. They treat people right, do great work, and get cars back fast.
It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Quarantine! Quarantine! That's how you stay out of the danger zone, is by being in quarantine.
Or being 20,000 feet up in the air.
That's true. Just flying around. You're going to run out of fuel eventually. Till we get our electric planes. What?
There's a guy he posted on Reddit. He was up in a plane. And he had his feet sticking out. And he took a picture. He's like, in quarantine, you know, so many feet up in the air. I'm like, dude, people cough. Where does it go? It goes up into the atmosphere, bro.
It's the worst place to go is up. Everybody in planes are sick.
Yeah.
I don't think that's how it works, but, you know, it might be. Science. You will have to ask Bill Nye on that one. If I cough, will someone in a plane get sick? Maybe.
Possibly.
Who knows? Anyway, let's get going here. It's time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Joey C's Pizzeria, M139 in Benton Harbor. Go see them, but shortly. There is no dining in there. However, Joey C's is still open and ready to make sure you get delicious food. Pizza, pasta, subs. You can carry out. Give them a call ahead. Say, hey, I need some food to take home. They're going to have it ready for you, and you'll be all set to go with Joey C's. So even during this time, they got you covered at Joey C's Pizzeria. What's the matter for you?
Hey.
Your topic for today. What's the first thing you're going to do after all this craziness is over? I have my answer. It's very, very simple, very basic. I'm just going to go sit at a bar. I'm going to enjoy sitting at the bar, looking at people, talking to people. You know, too, honestly, when I go out, like, to a bar, I'm not, like, social with other people other than my friends. You know what I mean? It's not like, I'm not like that guy at the bar that's, like, just randomly looks over and says, oh, hey, what's up, you know? I kind of keep to myself, but I'm going to go out, I'm going to talk to everyone, I'm going to shake some hands, I'm just going to sit at a bar. That's what
you
I plan on
gonna
doing,
be
Hunter.
Like that? You think it's going to be like Pleasantville, like people finally being able to like contact each other and hang out and everyone's going to be nice.
Yeah. I hope so. And I hate that it would take something like this for people to, you know, stop being jerks. But unfortunately, you still see in the news people being jerks, like hoarding toilet paper. And I read a story about some guy stealing like 24 COVID 19 test kits, which you won't do them any good because you need the lab to. It's like, so there's still jerks out there, but maybe the vast majority of us will be much more pleasant when it's all said and done.
That video of the cows that are released after a long, long winter, and yes. The cows come out of the pen and they're just jumping around, all excited, happy.
Yeah.
You think that's what people are going to be like?
I hope so. I hope we learn from this. I hope this is a learning experience and we can go sit at a bar together and we can talk about, boy, we were jerks before this whole coronavirus thing. Right. I'm glad we're back out now. So, Hunter,
Shots for you. Shots for everybody.
And not just a vaccine shots, actual shots of fireball. No, we'll give out vaccine shots too. What are you going to do, Hunter? What's the first thing you're going to do once this is over?
I'm right there on board with you, man. I'm going to go out somewhere where I couldn't go before and just sit there and look around and just take a deep breath and just, this is nice. I'm out of the basement. I guess, you know, I think the first thing I'm going to do is going to involve sun of some sort. So it depends on how long this quarantine lasts.
Uh-huh.
But if it's 75 and sunny, boy, you know, I'm going to be out. Even though we don't have a beach, I'm probably going to be walking along some water somewhere and just soaking it up, man. Soaking up life.
That's not a bad idea. Just luckily for you, you can still be in quarantine and like be on your balcony. So you'll be all right. Like if people have that. So at least you get a little sun. Here's what we'll do is we'll get some sand. I don't know where. We'll have it ordered and we'll have it dumped out in front of your patio. And then we'll get a couple kiddie pools and we'll just have like the beach right there at your house. How about that?
It's perfect.
How about that?
It's perfect.
It's going to be great. All right. Let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. We're going to get to your answers in a little bit. Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What's the first thing you're going to do when all this craziness is over? Get me out of here! Rock 107 WIRX. Brock Hunter in his basement.
Yeah, nothing like bacon and Powerade in the morning.
Oh, nice. Yeah, see, I'm jealous of you because you're at home so you can make up a bunch of delicious breakfast. I guess I could, but it's a lot more work. So, I know your wife. I should say your wife is making you breakfast.
There you go.
Where she should be, in the kitchen, you broad. Anyway, 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What's the first thing you're going to do after all this craziness is over? You know, a lot
casino,
of people.
You want to go?
Actually, you know what? That would be fun. That would be, yeah, because casinos are shut down right now, aren't they? That would actually be a good time. Let's see. Jessica said, have my friends over for food and drinks and let the kids play. That's nice. That's a good answer. Carrie said, I'm going to the gym. I'm pretty sure I've gained 5 pounds this weekend. It is tough when you're stuck inside and there's not a whole lot to do. All you do is eat. I mean, yesterday I just ate and ate and ate and ate and ate. It's insane. It's insane.
I was talking to you about that earlier, man.
Yeah.
They're saying diabetics, be careful. You're very susceptible. You got a weaker immune system. What they're not saying is, hey, diabetics, don't eat all of your food in your house because your sugar will spike.
Yeah, exactly. You do think about it. You're bored. You're like, well, hell, I might as well eat. And you, with all the weed you smoke, the munchies you have are probably insane. So,
come on, man.
I'm so hungry, but I can't eat.
All my quarantine food is gone.
It's like that Family Guy episode where Peter eats like all of that food that's supposed to last him like a month, and he eats it all, and then he balloons up. I love it.
Anyway. I made a pact with myself. I'm like, okay, I'm not eating any canned food. Okay, we got to leave that alone. But everything else is game.
You save the canned food. So you're spoiling yourself now, but if push come to shove and you can't leave the house, you're going to be eating tuna and vegetable beef and all of that great stuff. So
I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, should I eat this? Should I eat this? And I'm like, oh, my dad's got a skid of MREs. I should be all right.
You should be all right. You'd be good. Let's see. Robert had a good one. He said he's going to book a massage, followed by dinner out and a movie. You know, it's all the stuff. Yeah, go do the things that we cannot do right now all at once. I like it.
Just want somebody to touch me for an hour.
Yeah, just touch me, please. It doesn't even need to be good. Just touch me. Put your hands on me. Let's see. Matthew had a good one. He said he's going to go to the concerts that have been postponed. Nice. Ooh. Good answer. Good answer. John said he's going to take the family out to eat and spend too much money on it. You go big. You know, if you're going to do it, go big. Mm-hmm. Get a dessert for everybody. Get two entrees. Screw it. You might as well. Go celebrate. All right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What's the first thing you're going to do after all this craziness is over? Hunter, how about you and I give each other massages? How about that?
Actually, you know what? It sounds No, that sounds horrible.
Hey, good morning. 7:57. Lyrics. Anyway, your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What's the first thing you're going to do when all of this craziness is over? Hunter, is there something that you've just been dying like to absolutely do that you that maybe haven't thought about?
You know, honestly, I've been kind of... Well, I've been quarantined. I've been kind of enjoying it.
That has only been a week, though, you know.
But it's only been a week. I'm sure in a few more weeks, I'm going to be itching to do something. You know, man, it's just the options of being able to do something. Like, just not having the option sucks.
That's a very good point.
Go do this. No, you can't. You know, like Celebration. I'd love to go to Celebration, sit down, watch a movie or two, especially a day like today where it's snowing, it's crappy, you know.
That's an interesting take right there. It's more the fact that we absolutely can't. Not saying, you know, like maybe we would, maybe we wouldn't, but the fact that we can't do anything, like you can't just, you don't have the option to just go do this one thing. You don't have the option to just do that one thing. Like we can't do anything. So maybe that makes it worse.
It's kind of like I'm kicking myself for not doing stuff. Like a few weeks ago, we thought about going to the movies and we're like, you know, let's just stay at home tonight.
Yeah.
And now I'm looking back. I'm like, damn it, dude. You should have went. You know, I should have done this, should have done that. Now that I can't, it's like you don't know what you have until you don't got, you know,
don't
until somebody
know
takes
what
it.
You got till it's gone. Cinderella, they sang about it, man. They sang about it. We got some answers on Facebook. What's the first thing you're going to do once all this craziness is over? Sadie said, hopefully still go on our cruise. Oh, man. I'm going to stay off of cruise boats for a while, but good luck with that. Daniel had a good one. Go to the bar, drink a beer. That's a lot of people. I think a lot of people just want to sit in a bar and have a beer with just people.
Do you think the bars will make up for what they've missed?
I think there's going to be a huge explosion once we get the clear. You know, that vaccine, the big turning point will, one, we get a vaccine and people get vaccinated and then they kind of, that risk is diminished quite a bit.
And how long after till somebody says, you know, a higher up says, you know what, guys, you're good. You can go out and do what you want. How long after that do you think people will actually get comfortable?
Boy, it's going to be a while, man. I think it's going to be a minute. It's going to be a minute. So, I don't know. We'll see. Dustin said ink. And so he's going to get a tattoo. Nice. That's a good one. Brandon said your mom. Damn it, Brandon. Come on. Come on. Gathright said we're going streaking.
There you
That's
go.
Right. Jason, we'll end on Jason's. He said probably get sick.
You know, finally I get to do something.
And then the first thing you do is get sick. You go out, you say hi to your neighbor, they sneeze on you. You're like, all right, well, that was fun. Back into the house. We'll be back. Rock 100.